Hello, my name is Raymond from the Credit Pros, a certified credit repair specialist. Whom do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, my name is Emily. I'm with Julius from the state of North Carolina who wants to hear about our credit repairs options. Would you please assist him?
Definitely, go right ahead with the transfer.
All right, thank you so much.
Hello, Julius?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Raymond. Our company name is The Credit Pros. We specialize in credit repair and restoration. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
All right. That's great to hear. So I understand you are looking to improve your financial standing, and this starts with improving your credit, which will help you qualify for the things you want and help you achieve your goals. Do you know what your credit score is by any chance, or you have no idea?
537.
557, okay. So it's a bit low. What kind of negative item?
537.
537, okay. All right. What kind of negative items are harming it? Is there medical bills, late payments, collections, evictions, repo?
No repo, no... I mean, not what I can think of right off the bat.
Okay. All right, and
maybe late payments. Something
maybe
like
late
that,
payments. So when it comes
maybe,
to
maybe.
When it comes to any of the negative items showing up and harming your credit score, we use the Fair Credit Reporting Act to force the deletion of any harmful accounts from your report as if they never happened. Anything that you consider to be misleading, unverifiable, outdated, inaccurate, can be disputed from your report. And unlike any other company out there, we work with every single negative item at the same time, with all of the bureaus using our advanced AI technology to give you really good results in a short amount of time as well. Now, Julius, what are you looking to do with your credit here? Are you trying to purchase a vehicle, purchase a home in the future? Maybe you have a business idea going on?
No, I need to pay for my mother's medical bills.
You're looking for a loan to pay your mother's medical bills?
Yeah.
Okay. How much are you looking to borrow? What amount do you need?
I mean, the higher, the better. You know, this lady told me, I could be eligible for $10,000. I mean, I'll gladly get that.
Okay. Have you applied anywhere else for this loan and got denied already, or this is your first time trying?
No. I was just playing around. I went on the net and pressed a bunch of buttons, and it eventually got me to this site.
Okay. Alrighty. And one more thing here. Are you currently employed, self-employed, retired, disabled? What's your source of income?
Two, Social Security and employment.
Okay, so you're getting retirement? And you're employed as well. You have a job to make money on the side.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. Unlike other companies, we work on strengthening every single aspect of your score, from disputing negative items to giving you access to positive credit. We can take a look at your credit summary to get an idea of how many negative and positive accounts are showing up. This would be a soft pull, so no damage, and a free consultation for you as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's check it out and see what we are working with. Julius, do you have a middle name or middle initial I should put on file?
E.
E, okay.
Edwin.
Okay, thank you. And what's your last name? Can you spell that for me?
NYANGORO.
Okay. Thank you. What would be the best mailing address we can use here for you? Your home address?
9 Wickersham, Wickersham Drive, Durham, North Carolina, 27713.
27713?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have an email address you can provide for me?
J, my last name, at yahoo.com.
Great. At yahoo.com. And your date of birth as well?
09/08/54.
Now, the last thing is your social security number. It will become encrypted as I'm typing it into the system for safety purposes. I'm ready when you are.
297. 729282.
Okay, thank you. I'm running your score now. It'll take just a couple of seconds for it to load. There is going to be some questions that we need to go through for authentication purposes. Simple questions that only you should be able to answer. So we'll see what those are in just a few seconds. It's loading as we speak. Let me see here.
Yeah.
All right. So to give you a heads up, some of the questions are trick questions. It's completely normal if they don't make sense. Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. So the first question I got here for you, which of the following institutions do you have a bank account with? 21st Century Bank, First Trust and Savings Bank, Lincoln Savings Bank, Lloyds Bank, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of these. Okay, thank you. Which of the following is a current or previous employer? Century Arms, Harris, Bill Pierre Ford, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. According to our records, you currently own or have owned in the past one of the following vehicles: AMC Eagle, Chrysler PT Cruiser, Scion IA, Toyota RAV4, or none of the above?
Yes. Toyota RAV4.
Okay, thank you. The Toyota RAV. Now, which of the following is a license plate number associated with a vehicle registered in your name? Do you currently have a car registered to your name?
Yes.
You do. Okay, let me mention the plate numbers to you and see if we have a match. So the first one is JZD for David, 7171. Next here is
no.
JLA 9296. Next here we have,
right.
That's it? That's the one?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
The JL, that would be a RAV4, I think.
Okay. All right. Now, that should give us access to your score. Let's see. Or we will get another set of questions. Hopefully, it's your score. It's loading up now. Okay, so Julius, according to Equifax, your credit score is currently at 498. 498. So it's really low. It definitely needs to be improved. Okay.
At Experian, it is 537.
Right, and that's completely normal. But at the end of the day, it's the negative items that are holding your credit score back. And that's, it's completely normal if they are not exactly the same. It's just that maybe one or two creditors report to one or two of the bureaus. In the end, it's your FICO score as well, which is an average of all three of the bureaus: Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Okay. Now, let me see what else is going on here. Okay, so there is 36 minor delinquent accounts showing up in your credit report. Those are usually late payments in which you might have fallen behind on a few days, a week, a couple of weeks. Once you catch up to those late payments, the creditors don't really bother to remove the negative remark from your credit score. So it ends up sitting there for a really long time, and that's where we come in as a company stating that it's something misleading if you are up to date on those late payments. Or if it's something that happened a long time ago, we'll state that it's outdated to get that off of your credit report for you as if it never happened. Okay. Now, those are usually very easy to get off of your credit report. Now, there is eight major derogatory trade lines. Those are the actual negative accounts in your credit score. Okay. Six out of those eight accounts are currently in collections, and the balance for those six accounts in collections is $1,237. Do you know what that is or where that came from?
No, I mean, it's how many of those are?
So it's six accounts in collections. And the balance for all six of those accounts is $1,237.
That's kind of ridiculous. It's such a low amount.
It could be medical bills. You've always had insurance?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe something that I did not notice or ignored a long time ago. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is that I don't have any details here in front of me because I've only done a soft pull in your credit report. But once you get enrolled with us, if you do get started in one of our programs, you will get to see those details. And we actually use that information ourselves to have the action plan created and get those negative items disputed. So anything we find on your credit report that you consider to be misleading, unverifiable, outdated, inaccurate, we can work on getting off of your credit score as if it never happened. Now, there is one foreclosure on here. Is that correct? Is that yours?
Foreclosure. I've not been foreclosed.
You've never been foreclosed, or you're not being foreclosed either?
I fell behind when COVID hit, but I'm now back on modification.
Okay. So that should not be on your credit score then. That's something we can definitely work on
Right.
getting off of here for you.
Okay.
All right. If you think about it, this is the information that lenders are looking at to determine your approval or denial. And if they see all those negative accounts, being honest with you, it's going to scare them away. So it's important, it's crucial to get these negative items off of your credit report, especially if you're trying to get a loan. It'll give you better interest rates, it'll have your credit score grow, everything's going to be much better by doing so. Now, Julius, I do see you have three credit cards active on your credit report. Is that correct? All three of those are yours?
Yes.
Okay. What is your usage like on those credit cards? Is it are they like almost are they maxed out? You hardly even use them, or?
Mean, just I mean, they are in a very, very kind of minimal amounts, with limits of 500 to 700 hours.
Okay. Well, listen, when it comes.
And yeah, yes,
Go
yeah.
ahead, sorry.
And I usually use them for, I usually use them for, I mean minor purchases if I'm in a hurry or whatever, they're stored.
Okay. So, A tip that I wanted to share with you is that when it comes to building up your credit score and you have credit cards, you are not supposed to use more than 30% of the credit available to you. Otherwise, the bureaus will think that you are depending on credit, and it's going to have a negative impact on your score, bringing it down over time. So it's something you have to watch out for and be careful with when using credit cards. Okay? All
Okay.
right. Okay, great. Now, there's definitely negative items that need to be disputed from your credit report here. And as mentioned before, we work with every single negative at the same time with all of the bureaus using our advanced AI technology to give you really good results in a short amount of time as well. Now, I have a couple of options here to get that done for you. The first and most aggressive one we got is the success package. It includes every single thing we have to offer as a company from your own credit advisor, who will get in contact with you from time to time, follow up with you, give you feedback, share knowledge, keep you updated. It includes your own client portal. It's pretty much an app that will get installed on your phone for you to use and keep track of your progress in the program. Check your score whenever you need to. See for yourself as negative items are being disputed and your score is increasing. On that client portal, on that app, you are going to find an area called Loan Wizard. There is a bunch of third-party loan options, credit card options. The options go from $1,000 to $100,000. What's really good about the options is you get to see numbers up front. Those numbers will be coming to you based on your credit report and your creditworthiness. And it's not just one or two options, it's several options for you to check out and work with as well. Okay. On your client portal through the Loan Wizard, there is also credit cards in there. And as mentioned, when it comes to credit cards and you are building up your score, just keep your usage low for you to get the best results. As well, it's going to keep you from getting yourself in debt as well. So that's a good thing. Now, one more thing we do include here with the success package is a trade line of up to $5,000. It's pretty much a line of credit for you to use online at National Credit Direct. National Credit Direct is a website just like eBay or Amazon. There's TVs, cell phones, tablets, computers, furniture for your home, home decor, washer, dryer, stove, anything that you can think of. The point is for you to go in there, grab something, get the payments done on time, and that's going to report positive credit to Experian, increasing your score over time. Whatever credit you don't use from that trade line reflects on your credit report as credit available to you. That way, whenever any lenders or anyone goes in there to see what's going on, they see that credit is in there, that you are credit worthy. It'll make you look appealing. So it's not just a credit builder tool we include for you, but it's our way of attracting other lenders to you with much better interest rates, if it makes sense. Now, this is the success package. As you can tell, comes with a lot of great benefits. In my opinion, benefits do outweigh the cost. It's $149 month to month. You pay as you go for the services rendered. Once you're satisfied with the results, you can opt out of the program and the positive reporting will discontinue. We actually report that payment to all three of the bureaus as if you were making payments on a credit builder loan to give your credit score a boost every month. There is no monetary disbursement that I'm working with our company. It's just how we have the payment show with the bureaus to get another positive account going in there and boost up your credit score. Now, if it makes it easier for you, if it's too hard for you to begin today with the 149, I can actually get the ball rolling for $12.95. Begin the dispute process on the negative items here for you. As mentioned, I'll be sending you an email. You will get access to your client portal, third-party loan options, credit card options, and I'll transfer you over to your advisor and get to work on your case right away. Getting you started for $12.95 allows me to postpone the first full payment of $149 to be done 2 weeks from now. Would that make it easier for you to begin working with us today? Just $12.95, or you're ready to go in full.
Well, yeah, okay. First of all, let me understand the benefits. At what point does it allow me access to the large figure you mentioned before? Is it 5,000 or whatever?
The trade line of up to 5,000, that becomes active 2 weeks from now when the first full payment of 149 takes place. It's the only thing you don't get access to right away, but everything else we're gonna get started on right away. As well, on that day, 2 weeks from now, it's going to show on your credit report as if you were making payments on a credit builder loan. Instead of it showing as a service we provide, just to get another positive account going in there and boost up your credit score as well. But you know, that's why we.
Okay, I'm trying to understand this.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to understand this. Okay, so for $150, within a couple weeks, I'll be able to access a line of credit worth 5,000.
That's correct. That's the
Is it fair to
trade
say?
line of up to $5,000. Yes.
Okay, via trade line. Okay, well, now what does that exactly mean?
Okay, so we call it a trade line because it's not like a loan or a credit card that you can use to get gas, groceries, or pay your bills with. You can only use it online at National Credit Direct, which is a website just like eBay or Amazon. But the thing is that if you don't use any of it or use a very small percentage of it, the remaining amount will reflect on your credit report as credit available to you. So that when you're out there trying to get a loan for maybe $1,000, $2,000, they see that credit is in there, that you are credit worthy. It'll make it look appealing. So it's not just a credit builder tool we give you, but it's our way of attracting other lenders to you with much better interest rates, if it makes sense.
But I really cannot use it to pay any bill.
You cannot use it to pay your bills or anything else with it. No. That's why
Right.
we have the third-party loan options and credit card options on your client portal, which you're going to get access to right away. So the options go from $100 to $100,000. The system will tell you what you can get based on your credit report. So it takes the guesswork out of looking at many different places and getting a bunch of hard inquiries. Of course, the system will not tell you that you can get $15,000, $20,000 if your score is not where it needs to be. And you get to see interest rates in there.
Right. I'm just trying to understand it so that, okay, you know, because if, frankly, between now and, I don't know, 5 to 10 days from now, what I need to pay is something like, $2,200, but you're telling me that I cannot access that. So, if I can't access that, then that gives me a little bit of pause, right?
Well, the trade line, as I mentioned, it's not something that you can use to pay that bill, but you can go through the loan options and credit card options to see if you can get that amount. I'm not saying that you're going to be approved. You know, we ourselves are not lenders. There's a chance for you to get
Right.
denied, but the chances in there are better than they would be anywhere else. Because we know that you're coming from maybe getting denied before, that you are. We went out and gathered relationships with creditors, with companies that are willing to work with our clients who are coming with credit issues, low scores, and those sort of things. So I can tell you that the chances are better on here than they would be anywhere else. Being honest with you, here, Julius, your score is pretty bad. Okay? There's negative items that need to be disputed. I mean, think about it. It's
Right.
that information that lenders are looking at. That foreclosure is the ugliest thing that they're gonna find in there, and it's gonna scare them away. We don't want that. That's why we make priority to get these negative items off of your credit report. Doing so is going to clean it up and make it look appealing. But on the side, we also have credit builder tools like the trade line of up to $5,000, which is going to give you that jump into positive credit. third-party loan options, credit card options. I forgot to mention, but we also have a boost for your experience score. So if you have been paying for rent on time, your water bill, electric bill, phone bill, Netflix, any kind of utilities you got going on, we have a way to get that reported to Experian to boost up your credit score. And we can go back up to 3 years to get all that previous positive record to show in your credit report as well. So there's a lot of things that we do at the same time to give you the results you're looking for. Give us the opportunity for just the $12.95 right now. I'll send you the email. You'll get access to the options here. I'm transferring to your advisor as well. We're going to get to work on your case right away. Before the first 2 weeks are up, if you experience any hardships and for any reason have to leave the program, that's fine. You're not going to have any issues, no hidden fees for you to worry about either. And, you know, whatever negative items we get to work on should be coming off if they're supposed to, because we don't have a way to stop regular mail from getting to the bureaus. But I know that once you see the results we have, you'll want to stick around and enter the 700 credit mark. Being there will give you the peace of mind to know that you're not going to have this exact same issue once again in the future, where you try to get a loan but get denied because of your credit score. So see it as an investment in yourself, in your future, and to straighten things out.
Okay, and how long do I stay in the program?
Great question. So we get to work on the negative items right away. It's physical letters that the bureaus are going to be receiving from our company. It takes about 15 days for the bureaus to get those letters from us. And then they are obligated by law to respond back to you 30 days from our initial request. If they fail to do so and get their job done, if they fail to do so and they don't do their job, you can actually, they have to get the negative items off of your credit report. Otherwise, they'll start facing fees from our company. And those are fines which are not cheap, to be honest with you. So a lot of our clients get their first update 30 to 60 days from when they get enrolled with us. Some take a little bit longer, to 6-7 months. Every case is different. But from what you've told me, you know, the condition of the negative items, it sounds like it's going to be an easy case for us. You don't recognize any of those negatives. The foreclosure should not be in there. And something needs to be done about those negatives.
Okay. So, if I'm unhappy with your service, who do I call to cancel?
Okay, let me give you our customer service phone number. Grab a paper and pen.
Okay. So, yes, a second. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, it's 973.
973.
233-4388. Correct. That's for customer service here with the Credit Pros in case of any questions, any concerns, any doubts. And I'm also going to transfer you to your advisor here as soon as we have the enrollment fee done, the $12.95. Would you be using a Visa, MasterCard, Discovery card, or what kind of card do you have?
MasterCard.
Okay. Go right ahead with the numbers on the front there, the 16 digits and the expiration date, please.
Okay, 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0069-7100-4124.
When does your card expire?
11/25.
And the CVV code, three numbers on the back as well.
703.
All right. Yep. Just to confirm, the address on file here, it's 9 Wickersham Drive. That's the billing address associated with this card?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And one more thing coming up here. We have a family plan promotion going on in which you can get someone else enrolled with you for free. So it's two for the price of one in the first 45 days. It can be your significant other, brother, sister, neighbor, friend, a coworker, anyone that you think could use help with their credit. Do you have anyone else? No extra cost for them.
No. No, it's okay.
Okay. If someone else comes up, you can still get them enrolled. So the offer's still on the table for you.
Okay.
All right. So
Okay.
I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, so you won't deal with any issues there. Let me process it through.
Yeah,
Okay,
sure.
just a quick sec. As mentioned, you won't worry about another payment here until the 30th of this month. But if you experience any hardships or any issues, call us back one day before that. So on the 29th, make yourself a letter note. Let us know what's going on. If you wish to cancel, no worries. You're not going to have any issues. Or if you need extra time because you wish to continue working with us, which I know is going to be the case, let us know. We can give you extra time, even up to 1 week extra if you need it.
Okay, so I know you've already charged me today, and you're charging me again at the end of the month.
So it's $12.95 right now. It went through successfully. Welcome to the Credit Pros. You're now on board. And the next payment, the 149 month to month, will begin on the 30th of this month. Okay.
Okay, so it is it's 12 today, but at the end of the month, it's going to be 150.
Right, that's our monthly fee here for as long as you work with us, our service fee. So
Okay,
getting you started
and
for the 12. Go ahead.
it will always be charged on, okay, it will be always charged on the last day of the month.
On the 30th, the 31st, yes, on the last day of the month. For as long as you work with us. As mentioned, keep an eye on your
Okay.
client portal there. And if you see we're done with the negative items, give us a call and step out of the program. I mean, we don't you're not going to need us
Okay.
from that point on, and you'll continue by yourself.
Okay, so 30th. Okay, I'm just making notes to myself. 30th of
Okay.
March, 150. All right.
Okay, awesome. So, I just sent you an email and a text message. Can you check your phone for me and see if you've received anything yet from the Credit Pros so that we can get you started through there?
I just saw something from Credit Pros pop up.
Okay. Is that your email or was it a text message?
Let me see. It was. Text.
Text, okay. Check your email.
Okay. Yeah. It's here.
Okay, so the email that you got there should read, "Welcome to the Credit Pros." It's going to have your username on there, and it'll say, "Access your client portal right away," followed by a link. Do you see that link?
It says your login URL is
Okay.
blah 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 blah. Yeah.
Okay, so click on that URL for me.
Okay.
That's going to open up another page. This is our agreement of service. It's the laws and regulations we use in your state to dispute negative items. Our obligations towards you as a consumer. Read through it, take your time. happy or not in a hurry. So it has everything that
Okay.
we talked
So,
about throughout the call, the benefits and all.
no, I have a question. Okay. So if okay, I'm just wondering why I'm paying $12 today and then 150 at the end of the month. If I were to join today and pay 150, that will take that will not will make the $12 unnecessary or what?
Actually, yes. That's how it works. So if you like, we can go straight for the 149. Just charge the remaining amount from your account, and you would actually get access to all the benefits right away as well. Meaning the trade line and everything gets started, and your case gets priority. But if you don't have the 149, you know, if it's kind of hard for you, we can always go with the $12.95. It gives you 2 weeks of a kind of like a special promotion offer going on, in which you get access to a lot of the benefits we have here for you, except for the trade line. So it's the exact same thing, pretty much. Except, you know, I'm making it easier for you. I know that you get retirement and you usually get yours like towards the end of the month or the beginning of the month, next month. And, you know, it's not going to set you back the rest of the month, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, so once you've read through
Oh,
it,
okay.
go to the bottom, hit agree and sign button, and then the next step button.
Okay.
Okay, now the next page you should, I'm sorry, are you on the next page already?
With personal information.
Okay, good. So confirm that everything is correct. And that there is no mistakes.
But with the password, okay.
Okay.
Did I have a password at the beginning? The
Yeah,
previous one or what?
So the password needs to be 8 characters. It needs to have a capital letter, a number, and a special sign. It can be like an exclamation
okay.
mark, you know, minus sign, anything that you like.
Okay. Now but for the password is my email or what?
Oh no, the password is something that you have to make up. It's something that you have to make.
So
it's new.
So I have to make up the password and the the password. Okay, sure.
Right.
Let me make that up. Okay, hold a sec. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time. No worries. I'm here.
Okay, this other stuff is
And
pretty much.
you have to type it in twice as well. So it needs to be the same password twice. Okay?
Yeah, I read that.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I read that.
Good. Lo Joyous?